man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause the country boy.
Welcome to the show,
survive.
Folks.
Country folks can survive.
Thanks for tuning us in here at the Trump Phenomenon. That's the name of our show. It is Thursday evening, January 3rd, 2019. I'll probably say 2018 several times. Let me know when I do that. But here we are. It's the beginning of the new year, and plenty to report on in the realm of the Trump phenomenon. Looking forward to your calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I don't know where I stumbled into this. I started talking about putting logs on the fire. I guess that's an apt metaphor. I guess that's what we're doing. We're putting logs on the fire. Things to talk about that have come up in the prior 24 hours. You know, I have several favorites, things that I look to for logs for the fire. The one of them is, of course, Donald Trump's tweets. And so let me grab those tweets right now, and I'll hit the update button. I always go to Donald Trump for tweets. Another favorite I have, Breitbart.com. And boy, I go there because what else? It's a tiny handful of websites that have the news from our patriot point of view. And I put Breitbart at the head of the class, so I go to Breitbart every day. I've always, you look at any of my computers, and there are always a bunch of orange B tabs up at the top for Breitbart. Another place I go is to Fox. And specifically, I was just talking with my kids, actually, about the brilliance of Tucker Carlson and the brilliance of Sean Hannity. These are two very brilliant men. And I was trying to point out to my children, these are thinkers and patriots who are good models. So I'm hoping my kids will actually watch Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson on a regular basis to imbibe sound thinking and character from both of these men. I also gave as a model, and these were all on Fox, Laura Ingraham, another great person. Lou Dobbs, another great one. So the but these are sources. Who do they say? These are a few of my favorite things. When the bee stings, when the dog bites, when I'm feeling low, I just remember my favorite things, or something. I forgot the words to that, from The Sound of Music. So there you go. Let's take a look at the top of Breitbart, for example, right now. Here's an old headline that I, this is from another night. This is a tab I never consulted in the show, but I would have liked to have. 2018, the year the U.S. admitted there will be no military victory in Afghanistan. This is an important headline that Breitbart picks up, that the controlled news do not pick up. And it quotes in this article, U.S. military commanders in Afghanistan, the top commanders, are quoted as saying that we're not headed for any victory in Afghanistan. That this is the wrong target, in the wrong place to have such a target. And Donald Trump has got the right idea. He is trying right now to get the hell out of Afghanistan. And nobody should have ever gone the hell into Afghanistan. We have been there now. I heard Vice President Pence being interviewed by, was it Tucker Carlson tonight? Who said, we've now been there 18 years. 18 years in Afghanistan. Donald Trump this morning was mentioning that we spend $45 billion every year in Afghanistan. And that's only the dollar cost. There are other costs that could be regarded as being even more egregious. Costs in lives, people dead, both American and not American, and people injured, maimed, psychologically wrecked. This is a hell of a cost. For what? What was the point in Afghanistan? I'll give you an example of how futile. But, well, anyway, let me cut to the right to the chase. Donald Trump wants to get out of Afghanistan. And this is one reason that he is our man. He is the peace president. This is why Rand Paul is saying good things about Donald Trump, is that Donald Trump is breaking with the deep state Mitt Romney crowd, which believes that the proper status of the United States is in perpetual war everywhere. I'll give you an example from this pointed out in this great reporting from Breitbart. You think, well, one rationale that the Mitt Romney crowd makes is that, well, we have our troops there because this will cut the flow of opioids to the United States. And as a matter of fact, the exact opposite is what occurs. We find out that the money that we send to Afghanistan is actually used by the warlords in control of the place to increase their production of opium and all the other various toxic things that they produce. And on and on it goes. So that's a good headline there. But let's go to the current headline. That's a headline I didn't use the other day. There's too much to report, too many good things going on with the Trump phenomenon. to be able to even pretend to report on all of it. White House issues veto threat to newly minted Democrat House majority. Let's go right into this story. President Donald Trump's administration issued a formal veto threat to Democrats in Congress, vowing to oppose their government funding bill without border security. In a statement from the Office of Management and Budget, which wasn't that run by Mick Mulvaney, who is now chief of staff, the administration wrote that they cannot accept legislation that provides unnecessary funding for wasteful programs while ignoring the nation's urgent border needs. Trump has demanded that any bill funding the government include $5.6 billion for border security. Now, I love what Donald Trump has done here, folks. He's staked out a beautiful position. He's saying that building a wall, well, this morning he put Border Patrol and ICE executives, top people, top commanders in the field, he put them on national television and let them speak for themselves. And they were unanimous. Their point was, damn it, we need a wall. I use the word damn it just to make to point. They put emotion into it. They put feeling into it. This lying piece of garbage, Nancy Pelosi and her garbage buddy, Chuck Schumer, they've been saying over and over endlessly, a useless wall, an immoral wall, a wall that doesn't do anything, a pointless wall. Well, okay, Chucky and Nancy baby. You think you know more about apprehending illegals at the border than the Border Patrol people who work hard and dangerously every day with their bulletproof vests and their helicopters and their jeeps out in the sagebrush dealing with some of the nastiest people in the world, whose latest ploy, by the way, is pushing children in front of their crowd of immigrantes in the caravan, pushing children out in front, and in the latest, their latest actual rock-throwing assault on the Border Patrol, they were pushing children into razor wire. Go for it, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, these are nice people that we need in our country. We need people who take their children. And by the way, the current number, I read this morning, 20% of the people that are now being pushed across the border are under 5 years old. What kind of a person? Can you use the word person to describe someone that would take an under 5 year old on a trek, a very dangerous trek? What kind of a person? Is this a member of a civilization? Is this anybody who has any grasp whatsoever of what it is to live in a civilization with values that will take under their own under 5 year old children and subject them to razor wire? No, is the answer, the very simple answer. And we do not need that kind of people in our country. Let them stay in their country, which is wrecked because it contains that kind of people. That is such a, that's it, folks. That's the, Guatemala is not a hellhole because there are bananas growing there, or there are nice sunny beaches, beautiful weather, 365 days a year. That is not why it's a hellhole. And Donald Trump used an even stronger word than hellhole to describe these places. It's the people, stupid. The people make the country, period. End of story. Not a landing by a company of U.S. Marines in 1880 or a telegram from a U.S. Secretary of State in 1910 or whatever else the hell, or a program, a factory put down there by, what's that banana company? Whatever that, I forget the name of the banana company in these banana republics. No, these places are the way they are because of the It's always the people. The reason it's wonderful up here in North Dakota is, according to the Kelso theory, which is certainly not original to me, why is North Dakota a wonderful place? Is it because the climate is wonderful? No. Is it because the landscape is absolutely stunningly beautiful? Well, flat as a pancake, is that, if that's your idea of beautiful, you know, 360 degrees all around you, as flat as a pancake like Kansas? Well, no, it's not the stunning scenery. Is it the, you know, come up with different things. There's one reason it's beautiful in North Dakota, that it's a wonderful place to live, that it's a great civilization, that it's the reason I'm here and it's the reason I stay here. It's the people. It's the North Dakotans. End of story. That's it. That's the complete list of reasons as to why North Dakota is a great place to live. It's also why all those Guatemalans, all those Somalians, they're leaving Mogadishu to come here. Well, anyway, let's go to some stories here. I'm getting carried away. This White House story. The White House noted that the House Democrat spending bill also undermined the president's Mexico City policy, an executive order that Trump imposed to bar taxpayer funds from subsidizing overseas abortions. Democrats took power on Thursday, that's today, in the House, electing Nancy Pelosi as the new Speaker of the House. And boy, the look on her face, you know, and by the way, this is what motivates these people. You can see it on their faces. It's unique to Democrats. Power. What motivates Nancy Pelosi? Somewhere early in her life, she became one of those people who lusts for power. And you can see that the gloat, you know, she's very old, very decrepit, but that look on her face of glee as she was handed the gavel by Kevin McCarthy. I think it was Kevin McCarthy that handed it to her today. Let me go look over in my caller board, see if anybody's calling in right now. Let me just take a look over here. I see George in Texas. George, I'll tell you, sir, you are old faithful. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I know. After the show, I want you to go look up. This is a YouTube video. It was taken 10 years ago during the primary where Ron Paul was first time running for president as a Republican, and it's Mark Larson, and the title is Mitt Romney is Scum, and this will expose how arrogant Mitt Romney is.
Yes,
really, how arrogant he is.
Yes, this is so unfortunate that, I mean, you know, you could say there's silver lining in the gray cloud, you know, I'll tell you what, it's just a gray cloud, Mitt Romney. Why did we have to get, you know, Jeff Flake, you know, it was such wonderful news when Jeff Flake announced he was retiring from the Senate. Now, the people of Arizona were going to retire him anyway, and that's why he made that announcement. His popularity in Arizona had sunk to like 15%, but that was wonderful. Then John McCain up and died. Well, hey, good luck, John. Off you go into the wild blue yonder. That was great when John McCain departed the scene. You know, what a nightmare that guy was. Then Bob Corker, Tennessee, horrible senator, terrible, terrible. Little Bob Corker, as Donald Trump says. He decided not to run. These are all good things. But then, in the midst of all of that good news, the day that we heard that Mitt Romney is going to go into the Senate. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist and just an earthbound mystery.
Bridge set. Mixtures bridge. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
Hey, we're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And you know, I started to sing Off We Go Into the Wild Blue Yonder, as a farewell to John McCain, a good riddance to John McCain. But he wasn't an Air Force man. He was a Navy man. And I'll tell you, speaking of like exposing my kids to great influences, I love the anthems of the four major military branches. They are wonderful songs. So I'm, as a parent, engaged in teaching them to my kids. But now I just discover, in the process, this so often happens to people who attempt teaching, you end up learning. So I found out all sorts of things I didn't know about these great songs, which actually their lyrics have been changed over the years. They've gotten less and less politically incorrect over time, but they're still pretty darn politically incorrect. And I love them. It's beautiful music. So just to give you an example of learning, I thought Anchors Away was spelled A-W-A-Y. No, it's not. It's A-W-E-I-G-H. In other words, hoist anchor. Here I am. It's never too late to learn. But when you try to teach somebody something, you have to look at it more closely and you notice things. Now, listen to these Here, just listen to, let's just listen to a Navy choir singing it just for a moment, just to glory in this beautiful music of our military service branches. In our last night on shore, drink to the foam. Beautiful.
Till we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home. From the halls of Montezuma.
Okay, let's go to the Marines. I didn't know they were going to go to the Marines. Let's go there. Another great song.
Ula, to the shores of Tripoli, we divide our battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for rights and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marine.
And, you know, I learned just another one. In the Marine Corps hymn, I didn't realize it's not "We are proud to claim the title of United States." I always sang Marines, plural. No, the title of United States Marine. I'm a Marine, each singer is saying. And that makes sense. Marines and the Navy, of course, are inextricably bound together.
Yeah.
So anyway, let me just read here, just like the get this, the kind of lyrics that we've had in our stand Navy out to sea, fight our battle cry. We'll never change our course, so vicious foes steer shy. Roll out the TNT, anchors away, sail on to victory and sink their bones to Davy Jones. Hooray! Anchors away, my boys! Anchors away. And of course, that first verse, you know, you don't hear very often. Sink their bones to Davy Jones. But what you heard was farewell to foreign shores. We sail at break of day, through our last night ashore. Drink to the foam. That's politically incorrect, isn't it? Drink! Come on, boys, drink to the foam. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home. Go ahead, George.
You know, the thing is, I noticed in the John McCain's funeral and George H.W.'s funeral, I noticed they played the hymn of, it's a maritime hymn. Where they say okay. You peril on the sea. It was the same hymn, I think, where they sang in the
point?
Movie Titanic.
Okay, all right. Well, all right. The but, you know, that proud military tradition and so on of all the service branches, you know, it's slipping away. Donald Trump is bringing it back. And the same thing, you know, you can see that on this battle over the border wall. Those Border Patrol agents, they're defenders. They are armed defenders of our country, and their pride is being restored by Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. Me and old head, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
Hey, we're back. Politically Uncorrect there with Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard here on the Trump phenomenon. And, you know, I've been enjoying listening to my kids sing. I misplaced John McCain there in the Air Force. Of course, he was in the Navy. But let's go to the Air Force and the politically uncorrect song that they sing, which is great. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. You can't sing that. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Come on. Nancy Pelosi could never endorse that, or Chuck Schumer. Then how about this? This is the anthem of our Air Force. My dad was a member of it. Why didn't I appreciate this when he was alive? Down we dive, spouting our flame from under, off with one hell of a roar. We live in fame or go down in flame. Hey, nothing can stop the U.S. Air Force. Now, get this. That's verse one. Have you ever heard of verse two? Minds of men fashioned a crate of thunder, sent it high into the blue. Hands of men blasted the world asunder. How they lived, God only knew. Souls of men dreaming of skies to conquer gave us wings ever to soar. With scouts before and bombers galore, nothing can stop the U.S. Air Force. You know, that's being kept from us. Let me see here. Well, anyway, just flying men guarding the nation's border. We'll be there, followed by more. In echelon, we carry on. Oh, nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force. Oh, God. You know, this is when America was America. America was great. And this is the kind of song that we sang. And it's been purged. It's been censored out of our life. I'll bet you at the U.S. Air Force, I don't want to besmirch the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, but I'll bet you in the chapel there, they don't sing that version very often. I'll bet they may not even, I mean, do they sing? Do they sing? Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Give her the gun. Okay, I missang that a little bit. Down we dive, spouting our flame from under. Off with one hell of a roar. We live in fame or go down in flame. Hey, nothing can stop the U.S. Air Force. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut. That's not what's being sung at the chapel of the Air Force Academy. But, and I love their description of their aircraft. Minds of men fashioned a crate of thunder, sent it high into the blue. Well, anyway. And then, of course, the other, the Army song, the Marine song, they're all anthem. They're all equally wonderful. And, you know, think back to those marches of John Philip Sousa. How often do we hear those anymore? When men were men. And women were women. And America was composed of Americans. Oh, boy. What an idea. Let's see here. Let's go back to the news. I got carried away there. And I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing after this show. I'm gonna go up and work on these songs with my kids. And it's so beautiful to hear them sing these songs. And they know the... You know, their younger minds are actually more attentive and smarter than Dad. So they remember these lyrics that I've never really read. Shame on me. So let's go back to Breitbart and look at the headlines here. We just got past one headline. All right. There used to be a guy on radio called George Putnam, and he used to have a slogan. He said something was like, once around the dial, once around the world. This is George Putnam with the news. That was out in L.A. I got to meet him one time. Let's look at the top headlines. Oh, Chucky Schumer says Trump is holding the government hostage. Oh, right, Chuck. No, you are, Mr. Schumer. President Trump wants $5 billion for a wall, which is, I sound like a broken record, $5 billion is peanuts. That's peanuts in Chuck Schumer's world. Was it Chuck Schumer or somebody else who wanted some kind of a tunnel or something built in his area of New York? I think that was going to cost $5 billion or something, some similar amount of money. He wanted that just as a, what do they call that? Washington permanent, the permanent party terms. It's a, those slush fund things, those things that you get for your own district, you know, bridges and, you know, subsidies and so on. Chuck Schumer wanted one that was going to cost billions of dollars. Here's one, Nancy Pelosi. Here's a bright idea from Miss Pelosi. Amnesty for the patriotic, that's her term, patriotic dreamers will make America more American. Oh, God. Let me look at that story. Oh, this is something. I need to get my Twilight Zone music up. I don't have it ready for me. After winning back her speakership on Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats will make America more American in the next Congress by protecting patriotic and courageous dreamers. Dream, 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 dream. No, I can't do that to that wonderful song. Yeah, the dreamers. Yeah, the dream ons. What do we owe the dreamers? What does America owe dreamers? Nothing. Nothing. First of all, they allege that their parents brought them in when they were children. Of some of them, this is true. But, you know, any illegal who's like under 40 years old is claiming he's a dreamer. And, you know, a huge percentage of them are lying. And the way that you know that these illegal immigrants are lying is their lips are moving. That's how you know they're lying. And every study of the matter has proved this over and over again. They lie about their name, their many names. They lie about their social security number or their ID number or their license or their place of birth or their age or their marital status. They lie about everything. That's absolutely, it's not only routine, it's de, as the French would say, de rigueur. It's mandatory that you lie. It's part of the game of being an illegal immigrant. While addressing Congress after getting back her gavel, oh, can I got to get the sound clip of this. I hope it's available. Pelosi said, and we will make America more American by passing, protecting our patriotic, courageous dreamers. Pelosi said a version of the DREAM Act will be a top legislative priority along with gun control. Oh, wait a minute. Give her the gun and the Equality Act, which will extend civil rights protection to the LGBTQ community. Now, folks, your ancestors are rolling in their graves, spitting in their graves right now. If they were to find out that you and I are being subjected to drivel like this, what the hell is the LGBTQ community? What the hell is this? I mean, that it would be taken seriously. Pelosi claimed that all three legislative priorities have bipartisan support. Now that Democrats control the House, all signs indicate that Democrats and Pelosi will go all in on amnesty legislation to give a pathway to citizenship to dreamers and possibly nearly all of the country's illegal immigrants. Yeah, there it is, folks. And that's the end of America. If that happens, that is the end of America. Now, does America owe citizenship to these people? Let's go back to my initial argument here. If somebody was brought into the country as a 12-year-old, do we owe them citizenship now after they've lived here? Let's say they're 32 now. They've lived in the country for 20 years. They were brought in at the age of 12. Do we owe them citizenship? Easy answer. No. No, we don't owe them a damn thing. Let's check the accounts here. They were brought into the country from Mexico, let's say. typically, at age 12. They have now lived in our country illegally for 20 years, benefited hugely from that residence in our country. They've lived a much better life here than they would have lived in Guadalajara or wherever, Tampico. So do we owe them something now? Did we do some wrong to them that must be righted? Must they be compensated for something of which we deprived them? Come on. Do I look that stupid? They have benefited from us. They've sucked out our wages. They've lowered our wages. They've drained down our social services. They've lowered the level of our schools. They've wrecked our hospitals. They've been getting benefits for 20 years. So do we now somehow owe them citizenship? No. The answer to DACA and to Dreamers is N-O. Even if you're not deported, that's the only part of this. And there's this, you know, oh, this flinch of how can you deport these people? Okay, suppose you left them in the country and did not deport them. You can leave them in the country without making them citizens. They've been that way for 20 years or 10 years or 15 years. They've been doing just fine without citizenship. You don't have to give them citizenship. There's no obligation to do that. And once you do that, you've diluted, you've wrecked your country. You've given them political power. Once they're citizens, they can vote in all the Nancy Pelosi's they want till the end of time. So no, there's no need for a DACA deal and all these ditzy airheads on TV who have this kind of like phony compassion for the Dreamers. What a stupid word, the Dreamers. They're the invaders. That we owe them citizenship. This is so stupid. And then, of course, you get chain migration, blah, blah, et cetera. Once you, the Dreamers number in the millions, somebody that tells you it's in the hundreds of thousands is, of course, a big fat liar. There are many millions of these so-called Dreamers. There's no limit. It's an unbounded set in mathematics. There's no boundary to this set. Anybody can be a Dreamer. Who's a Dreamer? Well, anybody who wants to be a Dreamer. They go down to a local left-wing communist judge and say, I'm a Dreamer. I want you to certify that, Your Honor. And the judge, the left-wing Pelosi Schumerite judge, stamps the paper and says, yeah, you're a Dreamer. Hop on board. A Dreamer is anybody who wants to be a Dreamer. And then the Dreamer's extended family, which gets in by chain migration. What does it take to qualify to be a member of the extended family of cousins, uncles, aunts, parents, grandparents, children, brothers and sisters? Anybody! What makes you a family member of one of these immigrante ilegales? You just say you're a family member. You just lie through your teeth. You lie through your shiny new American paid-for braces. That's what makes you a member of the family, the extended family. And of course, again, look at the idiocy of this kind of logic, of this retarded thinking. If you allow daisy chaining of immigration so that I can bring in, you know, and they say that the average is each immigrante brings in six chain migrants with them, chain invaders. Well, each of those can bring in their, you know, why limit it to six? They're unlimited. It is an unlimited number. Each of those. So this is a form of mathematics. This is the mathematics of nuclear fission. You know, when you remember reading up on how a chain reaction occurs in plutonium or uranium, the first fission is followed the rapidity by which the fission occurs. That's what chain migration is. It's a chain reaction. It takes, you know, effectively in the terms of history, a microsecond to go from two atoms to unlimited trillions. That's what chain migration and chain reaction. They're both chain reaction. the velocity is exponential. In other words, 2 becomes 4, becomes 8, becomes 16, becomes 32. Bang, 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 really fast. And if you're not talking about doubling, but in even bigger factoring, then it is, you know, 2 becomes 20, becomes 200, becomes 2,000. Let me check over here my caller board. I'm getting all carried away here. But Nancy Pelosi just sets me on edge. Oh. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lie. So
we're back, folks. We've only got one segment left. Let me end it with a treat here. You know, I mentioned Breitbart. I love this place as a place for news. And I hope Breitbart expands into a real national, big, big network with TV and everything else associated with it. I hope we do that here at Republic Broadcasting Network. just a smaller version in some ways of Breitbart. I hope that same expansion occurs here. And of course, you out there make it happen. But I love this. One of the great writers at Breitbart is a guy named John Nolte, N-O-L-T-E. And he's got a great article. Let's end with a cheerful thought here. Nolte says, Mitt Romney is an idiot. I'll just summarize some of this. As the freshman senator from Utah, Mitt Romney is a long way from the presidency. That has to be especially tough on a two-time presidential loser with you-know-who sitting in the Oval Office. A guy who took the brass ring by doing the exact opposite of what you did. My opinion of Mitt Romney has changed over the years. When he lost the Republican nomination to John McCain in 2008, I thought he was a classy guy with a future. When he lost the general election to Barack Obama in 2012, I thought he was a good man with a glass jaw. When he repeatedly got on his high horse to sabotage Donald Trump's presidential campaign in 2016, I thought he was an opportunistic sleazebag gorging on sour grapes and his own monstrously selfish sense of virtue. But now, after reading his Washington Post jihad against Trump, I finally figured out what Mitt Romney really is, .. an idiot. I love this. Romney might have a high IQ, but he is a political moron. Let's first dispel with the idea that Romney wrote this op-ed out of some pressing moral need to condemn Trump's supposed indecency. Decent people don't contribute to the far-left Washington Post. I'll just skip here. Secondly, decent people sure as hell do not then run to a blacklisting, violence-promoting gangster outfit like CNN to promote that op-ed and do so specifically with a presidential penis-obsessed serial liar like Jake Tapper. Who is so gosh darn virtuous he remained silent as his own audience booed a rape victim. This is a great editorial. Let me go down to the bottom of it. Here he goes. He goes, honestly, what kind of spineless, squealing little gerbil kisses up to the monsters who launched one audacious lie after another? What kind of mewling, bitter, sore loser, cry bully allows himself to be used as a prop? I'll tell you what kind. An idiot, a moron, a stoop, a sleazy stooge. Well, that's Mitt Romney. We'll pick up where we left off tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. See you then.
Don't stop believing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the